I'll ever do a Christmas album. Does anybody know?
You're listening to it.
This is George Michael.
It's Wham.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Well, there you
George
go.
Michael and the Wham. The other guy who nobody ever can remember his name.
Right. Nobody. It's like Boy George. Who else is there besides Boy George?
Right.
But yet it was called Culture Club.
Shoot. What was this guy's name? Well, no, I remember Culture Club. I just don't remember the other band.
Actually.
This is Adam Murray. Andrew.
Actually, George Michael and Boy George might have made an interesting pair.
That would have made an interesting pair, yeah.
Music. And you get my drift.
All right, we're a day early on the Mayan controversy. Meanwhile, back to the ranch, and the subject matter is actually a couple of different things that are floating around here, including our Christmas star of the day. Later in this hour will be Chris Harriman, who has some interesting music. We're all about Christmas and the thoughts that try to get us away from what's gone on the last week or so. Jennifer's going to give us an update on the mom contest. We'll have a new winner for you in a few minutes. Richie asked me a little while ago, and I'm going to go back to this. There is at Facebook a question that we're asking.
Yeah.
Our friends at facebook.com/goodday show, what you would do if confronted with an opportunity to buy body armor backpacks for your children.
So a backpack made of Kevlar.
Well, this is, if you check the story out at dougstefan.com today, basically the fellow who runs the company, Derek Williams, explains there are three models. A Swiss gear that's made for teenagers. They have an Avenger backpack for smaller children. They have a Disney design as well. The company is called Amendment 2. I guess you can figure that connection out. From Salt Lake City, where Jack Stockwell is, they manufacture body armor for law enforcement and military use. In the last couple of months, they've moved into a different market, body armor for children. They introduced a new line of backpacks after the shooting at the theater, I think it was. And this, they've got a carbon nanotube armor design, Richie.
It looks just like a regular backpack.
It looks just like a backpack. If you go to their website, which you can get to by going to dougstefan.com, you can see what they're offering. The sales numbers have tripled in the past couple of weeks. And so I'm wondering, and we asked you at Facebook, whether you as a parent would buy one of these to protect your children, or if they can convince you that this backpack would protect your children. I don't see how it could or would.
Here's the thing.
But I thought it was an interesting thing to propose to you. That's why we have the story at dougstefan.com, and we're asking the question on our social media. Here's the thing. What's the thing?
How do you go to your kids?
Would you? Yeah, I mean, well, you don't tell them. You just say, hey, here's a new backpack. What do you think? Isn't it lovely? Isn't it sweet? Isn't it nice?
And then if they don't know that
they don't know.
Yeah, I mean, right. Okay, so what are the odds that they actually...
Well,
first of all, what are the odds that they actually confront a situation
right,
where they're going to
be in the back? First of all, the backpack is on the back. And secondly...
Well, no, I mean, first of all...
You're going to wear it during the day?
How many kids are actually going to walk into a situation like what happened last week?
Well,
hopefully...
Percentages
are so small.
Yeah, right.
Thank God.
But you know what? It's the entrepreneurial spirit... America.
Yeah, but how do you tell your kid, listen, if a gunman ever walks into your class,
my God,
you go over and pick up your backpack. You can't do that.
No, you can't. But some, I mean, these guys would try. So, Roberta, you're confronted with this situation. Your daughter's in high school. I don't have to ask you if you'd get one of them for her. But just think about how this might apply in some of the schools in New York that you're familiar with.
You know, the kids a lot of times are required to hang their backpacks in the back or put them in the closets. So I don't see where this is going to be any protection whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, unless they're, you know, they're walking around and there's a sniper on a roof or something. But
yeah.
Now here...
It makes no sense to me at all.
I know a mom... who created this company that makes clear backpacks for the purpose of the faculty being able to see what's in kids' backpacks. Some of these schools require clear backpacks now.
Clear, what does that mean?
So you can see it's made of like a clear vinyl.
Yeah,
really?
See what's in
see-through. So when the kids walk into school, they can actually see into the backpack as they're walking by and see what's in the backpacks. And that's a big business now, is these clear, see-through backpacks for security purposes.
Well, stores have required that for years of their employees. When they go on breaks, if they're taking bags of makeup or something like that, it has to be clear so you can see what's in it.
Pretty, I don't know. The whole thing makes me pretty uncomfortable.
And this is the thing that scares me. Whenever we have a horrible tragedy, there's always this reaction, and some will say overreaction.
Yep.
And what ends up happening, I mean, look at how scared we are all the time now.
Right. Everything's full of
whether
TSA.
Whether it's the news, whether it's the TSA,
right. Yep.
Whether it's our rights being taken away by Homeland Security.
Yep.
There's always this reaction, and everybody means well.
Yeah.
We all just want to protect everybody, and that's good.
I don't think that's true.
But, well, okay.
I don't think that's
you're
true
right. You're right. Yeah. It isn't true at all.
No.
You know, but
the
it gets to the point where
it sells. Fear sells. Fear sells. And the drug companies are going to do a regardless of the scrutiny of this new group that the president's put together to deal with the three basic areas that are part of the problem, the violent videos, the mental health issues in the schools, and guns, all three of those. I think he's correct. I think the three prongs are things to be considered. And then, when you get right down to it, at the end of the day, what's going to have the most merit and what's going to be considered? The drug stuff, we are in a drug culture, and this drug culture is anathema to people. And I think, Richie, part of it, people are getting on drugs is because they're so worried about everything. So, I need to calm down. Give me a drug. Give me a pill to calm me down because of all this stuff that we're confronted with every day.
Well, or because of all the chemicals that I intake into my body from whatever.
Food even.
Right.
Depending on what you're eating for food. That's why the
I'm so jacked up, I need something to chill me out.
Right. Yeah, calm me down. I have uppers, downers, sideways, stuff. Wait.
Right. Okay. Everybody's Elvis every day, and they didn't even know it yet. Man, why am I feeling so up? Give me something to bring me down, man.
All right, let's help people in the first place. Christmas is right around the corner, New Year's, so you'll now be able to actually focus on losing weight. I don't want to be a killjoy. People say, oh, let's not talk about this until after the holidays. Well, let me get you thinking about a product called Axia 30 that is different because it contains ingredients that are shown in clinical studies to get rid of 30 of your unwanted pounds in 12 weeks. And it's an all-natural approach. Antioxidants in this thing, countless health benefits, anti-aging benefits. So this is not just your ordinary weight loss program. This is Axia 30. 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Call 800-525-8345. It's a full three-month money-back guarantee. And if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8345, you'll get an extra month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. Lose the weight. Guaranteed. Start now, 800-525-8345.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day to discuss some of the important medical developments over this past week. He studies all of the journals, and he's here to give us an overview of what he thinks is important. And his presentation comes to you courtesy of the folks that produce T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Dr. Ken will tell you why he thinks this is good for men, and actually it's good for women as well, in a few minutes. First, though, let's talk about the marijuana use among teenagers, and medicinally, because there's a big argument, Ken, about whether it is medicinal. Is there any scenario you can come up with for teenagers being sick? I suppose if a teenager has cancer or something, maybe teenage marijuana usage might be appropriate.
Well, This is a warning, Doug, this week from the National Institutes of Health that marijuana use by teens remains high. They're giving up cigarettes. They're moving to marijuana. And it will probably increase as a result of Washington and Colorado decriminalizing the drug just last month. But teens, Doug, who think marijuana is safe to use, they are just mistaken. Marijuana use during adolescence is harmful to the brain. Study after study shows this.
All right. Let's talk about then the other study that shows how secondhand smoke, when women who are pregnant or are around it, affects the newborn.
This is out of the journal Neurotoxicology. Everybody listen up, especially if you're pregnant. Children whose mothers were exposed to secondhand smoke while they were pregnant, Doug, they may be at greater risk for behavioral problems. Prenatal exposure to secondhand smoke or environmental tobacco smoke, it's linked to attention problems and aggression, but much more. Children who are exposed to secondhand smoke in the womb, they also fare worse on language, speech, and intelligence tests.
Wow. We were talking about losing weight, and Axia 30, a good product for that. There's news today about how losing weight would help those who have diabetes.
This is some really good news, and we need some. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that 1 in 9 people with diabetes saw their blood sugar levels dip back to a normal or pre-diabetes level. And this was after a year on an intensive diet and exercise program. So there's real hope that this new study gives the people with diabetes, through lifestyle changes, they can end up getting off medication and likely lower their risk of diabetes-related complications.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, noted cardiologist, one of the health experts on the Good Day program. We're reviewing the medical news this past week. You're an expert in cardiology. You look at people's blood pressure all the time. What's the story with this new procedure that could help people who have continuing problems with high blood pressure?
Out of the medical journal this week, Circulation, this is probably the medical breakthrough of the week. We'll talk about it much more this weekend. That people who can't get their high blood pressures down with drugs, they may be helped by this new procedure. It deactivates overactive nerves in the kidneys, Doug, and controlling high blood pressure is so important to avoid strokes, heart attacks, kidney disease, and heart failure.
All right, quick overview of how the news focusing on people who eat together, families that have meals together, how good it is in the long run.
This is out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health that eating meals as a family actually improves children's eating habits, even if it only happens once or twice a week. It's recommended children eat 5 portions of fruits and vegetables per day. And those who always ate together, Doug, they achieve this. But those who only did sometimes also came close. So there's some good news. Watching parents and siblings eat actually teaches good habits.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by TGen with Nitro Boost. Why? Why is that good for men? I guess for women, too, when you consider what the benefits are.
Secondarily good for women, yes. But directly good for guys, because everywhere you look, there is new testosterone product being made available, because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret, Doug, is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will make this experience go to a whole new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow, and that's what it's all about when you want to improve this area. And maximizing libido and performance just happens when you improve blood flow. So we're introducing TGen with Nitro Boost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
800-317-9865. Mention Dr. Kenny, you'll get it half price. TGen with Nitro Boost, 800-317-9865.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestion. digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
More naked, more often. It's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens today. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens today. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, ding.
Would you like to know?
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
What the number one, whether it's secular, sacred, spiritual music that concern themselves with the season we are in. The number one song, request-wise and otherwise, in every measure of how a song has staying power.
Susie Snowflake by Rosemary Clinton.
No, sorry about that. And it isn't by anybody. Richie has found, just in doing a quick search, hundreds of versions of this song.
Here's Amy Grant.
Amy Grant is doing a version right now. Then there are the Ventures.
I
absolutely, I do too, actually.
Love this.
Yeah, it's very good stuff.
It's like the Munsters theme.
Yeah.
In a good way, doesn't it?
It sort of,
like,
yeah,
that?
It typifies kind of what we want to think or feel in terms of the mindset. Ron S. and their version. Good for a goose bump or two here and there. She sounded like she was having a good time. She did it.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Andy,
the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
This is a wonderful tune. Wonderful tune.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Very good, Dudley.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Name that.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
Charlie Knapp is easy to pick out.
Come on,
but see, they're all fun versions.
Ride together with you.
Let's see who else I can get you with.
You'll end this with the number one version of it. We'll finish.
Come on, it's lovely weather for
the most popular version of this tune. But there's so many great instrumental versions.
Well, you want instrumental? There you go.
This is Leroy Anderson, right?
It is not.
Oh, it isn't. Who is this?
Your backyard neighbors.
Oh, the Boston Pops.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds a lot like the Leroy Anderson version. This is when the Boston Pops were great under the direction of
Leroy Anderson version.
Who's this?
Leroy Anderson.
This is Leroy. This is the most popular version of Sleigh Ride. Leroy Anderson. Because of the strings, the way the strings fit in.
attitude. And clippity clop sounds too.
Yeah, right.
Here's Mannheim Steamroller.
Yep, this would be a good version. Aren't y'all in a good mood listening to this? How can you not be in a good mood listening to this?
It makes you happy.
Yeah, it really does.
Ooh, look at this.
Right. Ooh, that's fine. A new toy. All the versions of sleigh riding is fine.
Let's see
what this is. Out, the version for Bunny.
Too far off. Try again. And keyboards.
Not Ramsey Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Is it Ramsey Lewis?
Man!
Wow.
You're on fire,
wow, Dudley.
Yeah, right.
We should send you some screens from Pure Attitude.
Here's one of Doug's old favorites.
Mitch Miller.
Nope.
Oh, Prissy Faith. Ray Conniff. Yep. I love them all. Yep. You! This brings back. This is the stuff that I listened to when I was a kid.
A lot of versions of this.
Great stuff. All right, so now you're in the mood, we hope. Our Christmas star of the day coming up in a few minutes here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One of the great stars on this program, as a star of the day, star of the week. We used to have in New England, we called it community auditions. I was never a participant in it, but it was a radio and television thing that was hosted by a couple of radio personalities. And it was, the theme to it was as follows, Louis. Star of the day, who will it be?
Please.
And it went on from there.
Thank
Chef
you.
Louis DeAngelis is always a star as far as I'm concerned. Here to talk about what you eat. Way for you to be healthy, and perhaps you're in good shape, in good stead as we begin the year, the end of the year. A lot of people are concerned about food for the holiday season, the taste of home versus the taste of restaurants. What do you find? Do people, restaurant business good this time of year, or are people really choosing to eat at home, Louis?
Well, the restaurants are slammed every holiday, you know, because a lot of people decide that their time is better spent with family than sitting in the kitchen all day.
You know what we did last night? A friend of ours is in town who had recently moved away, so we're going to be like seven or eight of us get together. So we're thinking, okay, where should we go? We go to this restaurant, that restaurant, you know, and we have the kids. So we said, you know what, let's order in, and let's just all bring it back to our house. And we had everybody there. We didn't have to worry about the waiter, you know, okay, we've been sitting at the table for an hour chatting and talking, and they need to, because they were going to be busy. We just did it all at home and just ordered in. Didn't cook and just did it at home. We were able to relax and spend the whole night chatting and talking, having some wine, and had a good time.
Really?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was the best option all the way around.
All right, by the way, Louis, in his recipe of the day or recipe of the week, we're going to come up with some ideas from other countries for Christmas dinner. In fact, there are a lot of things. I don't know if we want to tease this. I'm looking at mealworms.
Yes.
As an alternative to conventional proteins like meat. Mealworm.
That sounds tasty.
It sounds awful.
It's amazing. It is. Yeah. You know, it's from the desk of the ridiculous department.
Yeah.
It's a researchers in the Netherlands, and you know, they've decided that, you know, first let me preface this. You know, yes, there are proteins with insects and bugs, and I mean, it's, I don't know if you'd call it nouveau.
Yeah, they come up all the time. Yeah, that stuff comes up all the time. Now.
Right, but the reasoning behind this one really just got my goat on this one. The reasoning is that they're saying 70% of the farmland is used to raise animals, mm-hmm. whether it be beef or chicken.
Right, to raise corn. Right, corn to raise these animals. You're right. That's what
right.
Is a big criticism.
And they're saying that the greenhouse gases are tremendous because of that.
Yeah, that's
so
what they say.
They're thinking is, let's cut greenhouse emissions and greenhouse gases, because mealworms don't take, they don't release any gas into the atmosphere or anything, and they say that they can turn this into a powder that can be ground up and used to mix with vegetables to make a hamburger with protein.
Really?
You know, I understand the idea behind it, but the
mealworm hamburger, that sound appetizing.
Yeah, the reasoning
probably
behind
tastes
it,
like chicken.
This greenhouse gas. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. And now they got the University of Montana involved.
It makes sense to me.
Here.
I'm not sure it sounds tasty, but it makes sense.
Well, it makes sense, but, I mean, are we taking this whole farmland and greenhouse emissions a little too far? I mean, and the worst part is they're getting paid to do this kind of research, and next it'll be being paid here.
All right, so let's say we forget the farmland greenhouse emissions argument, and let's say we just look at practicality. How much does it cost, Doug, to run your farm versus running a worm farm or an insect farm? How much land would you need? How many tractors would you need?
I'm not doing... My cows are not for eating. My cows are for dairy purposes. I don't think there's any such thing as mealworm milk.
But you're making milk.
That sounds pretty appetizing, doesn't it? Mealworm milk.
Yeah.
I'm making food.
It sounds like it would be cheaper to make protein from this source than it would be from livestock.
Well,
I think this is perhaps where the rubber meets the road.
Meet the ground.
Yeah. The
pasture.
The 800-pound gorilla in this room is the exploding population on the planet. Unless some plague happens to kill 3 or 4 million people in the next 30 or 40 years, this planet is, no matter what you see in the heartland of America, where there's not a big overrun of population, but you look at the big cities here, and more importantly, you go to some of the other countries, especially in Asia, but this is going to happen in the Middle East as well.
India.
Where the population is crazy and these people are having 8 or 10 babies. They're out of their minds and there's just not enough food. So what we are able to produce now in terms of food, the only thing that acknowledging what you said a few minutes ago, Louis, actually does, is admit that we have a complex problem, not created necessarily by us, but we're once again being looked to solve a problem that could be solved in a much more intelligent fashion by people getting away from their religious credos and craziness and curbing the amount of people that are coming on this planet. So,
yeah, absolutely. And the flip side to the whole thing is, you know, Richie brought up about how expensive it is. You know, sure, you don't need tractors and a lot of property and all for these mealworms, which are beetle larvae. But the amount of heat that you need, the electricity bill is fantastic. Because you've got to keep it at a certain temperature.
Let me step away from it. Let's step away from this for a second. What's going to happen? I said I'm off on my usual business in terms of population explosion, but the futuristic movies that you see of these cities that are sort of built on top of other cities and everybody lives in a high rise and there's no land anywhere, that's not around the corner, not even in the next century or two or three or four. But if we don't kill ourselves, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, we are going to have a need for this kind of alternative food, because there isn't going to be enough land for us to produce food the way that we produce it now. There's no question about it. Unless we can find a planet where we can harvest food and bring it back here, this planet will not be able to survive if we have 8, 9, 10 billion people on it. It can't survive. It cannot provide enough food for itself in the way that we now do it. If we have this sort of thing to look forward to, then people will be able to grow these things at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to harvest, you know, be able to maybe go back to be able to provide all the food you need yourself schooling.
Look at the disgusting stuff that we eat now that's not good for us.
Right.
And we don't know what it is. You eat a Twinkie, you don't know what chemicals are in that thing. So what's the big deal? You pulverize some worms, you make it tasty with some berries or something like that.
And we don't eat horse in our society, but yet a lot of people do. We don't eat dogs and cats in our society, but a lot of people do.
Well, you might eat cats. I had Kung Pao Kitty last night.
Yeah, but if you know, another thing you got to look at. Look at the state of Florida, just Florida alone. You know, when you take the population compared to the land mass that we have, you know, you're only looking at somewhere around 17, 18% of the land mass is used for population. There's mm-hmm. so much property left. There's so much. And I think the problem is, deep sea, the problem is, you know, when you go to the Midwest or you go to Europe, a lot of, you know, look at China. I mean, there are billions of people there, but there's so much land mass.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, I think the real problem is we've gotten away from being an agricultural society. It's not passed down anymore.
No. It's not considered. Well, there are efforts by some of the family farms in certain parts of the country to get rid of the death tax. The government and its architecture, the way that it ruins the family farms that remain, as the IRS policy through the government takes away the land, you have to sell your land to pay for death taxes. And so the farms are being passed down. They're being sold so they can be developed. We're killing ourselves. We're cutting our own throats with our stupid, idiotic tax policy that is completely against the best interests of anybody and everybody, except for the spendthrifts in Washington that just want more, more, more.
Yeah. Yeah, because to me, you know, as a food person, mm-hmm. You know, population aside, I don't see any celebration in a mealworm burger. I just don't. And I still feel that people will want to celebrate food, and you can't do it without the farmer.
Nope.
And that, to me, is the celebrated noble position.
If you're sitting in Africa and you haven't eaten in 5 days, maybe it's an option.
In the next few minutes, Chef Louis DeAngelis, along with Richard McFadden and Doug Steffen, have a few ideas from other countries for Christmas dinner. And so the recipe of the week coming up with Chef Louis in just a moment on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Holiday shopping got you down? Well, you're not alone. 60% of the people who participated in a recent Groupon holiday study said that finding the right gift is their number one holiday shopping challenge. Those hardest to shop for? The person who has everything. The unclassified love interest. And the frenemy. Brett Runyon, Rouponciers for Groupon.com, has some tips to make the holidays easier.
Groupon.com has developed a few tools to help you out this holiday season. The Groupon Gift Finder helps to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. After answering 3 simple questions about the giftee, the Gift Finder searches through thousands of deals throughout Groupon to display the perfect options. Check it out on Groupon.com/gifts. Or follow us at Groupon and hashtag Groupon Gifts for up-to-the-minute shopping advice and gift ideas.
Groupon provides customers with assistance, advice, and a variety of high-quality items and experiences at unbeatable prices. Make sure to check them out at Groupon.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
All right, so we've got ideas on Christmas dinner that may be unique. What do we have specifically that's going to show up in the Chef Louie recipe box at DougStefan.com, Louie?
Well, on the recipe box, we've got probably the most ordered dish at any seafood restaurant in America, and that's shrimp scampi.
Really?
Lucky enough to have a friend of mine who was a chef at one of the large chains, and this is the exact recipe that they use. It's simple. There's four ingredients. You've got, you know, a little bit of butter, you've got white wine, you've got oil, and you got shrimp. It's not a big deal. And some garlic.
That's it.
It bakes in 6 or 7 minutes. But the trick is, okay, don't buy the peeled and deveined pre-cooked shrimp. Because if you do that and you cook shrimp a second time,
right,
you know, use it as a fishing lure.
Right.
Because it just becomes hard and rubbery, and you're not going to be able to eat it. But that is one of the most popular dishes. And, you know, being an Italian, okay, we have a fasting and abstinence day for the day before Christmas. Our Christmas Day dinner is really nothing. It's a light buffet. I mean, because we want to spend family time. But Christmas Eve, you know, there's six different courses of fish only. We don't eat during the day. And that's one of the dishes we have is scampi.
All right, so shrimp scampi.
I got to go get this because I'm doing this.
And so you got four different, go by, run by us again, the four ingredients. And this,
okay.
People can just, oil, shrimp.
You know, butter and oil mixed together. Shrimp, garlic, and white wine. And you marinate the shrimp in it first, let it sit for half an hour. Put it in a baking pan at 350 for 6, maybe 7 minutes tops. It's
mm-hmm.
done.
That's it.
Wow.
Then you can eat it just the way it is.
Over top of the pasta and boom.
Pasta.
Yeah. Very cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
great.
I'm all
stuff.
Over this.
All right, here's a question from listener Peggy. How long after opening is it safe to consume cream cheese? I suppose like Philadelphia cream cheese, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, it goes back to the old rule, cold food's cold and hot food's should stay hot. The problem with cream cheese, it does get a bacteria on it real quick, being a cheese. And people are opening it, and they leave it out as they, you know, smear it on their bagels, and they sit and talk over breakfast. The more it sits out, you know, you've got a problem. It's not going to last a day that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're careful with it, you know, you take the cream cheese you need, put it on whatever it is you're using, whether it be toast or a bagel, and put it back in the fridge.
The
and
facts.
Keep it in a nice container. That'll last you a good 2 weeks.
The facts. Druid, third take. The facts about food. Check out Louie's box at DougStefan.com. Merry Christmas, Louie.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $26.99 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stefan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Parsons is here from bestfares.com to help us with our travel needs, special deals, things that you can think about for post-holiday travel. Want to take a romantic Valentine's trip? Tom's got some ideas on that, and we'll go over them and maybe come up with some ideas for you to still be able to save. You have last-minute travel plans that you're making for Christmas or New Year's coming right up here on Good Day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Last minute deals, if there are any. People traveling, you always tell people, go look at a nearby airport instead of the one. For example, instead of Boston, I might go to Providence to try to figure out how to get a cheap fare if I hadn't already fallen into something. But first was going to cost me $1,000, ended up costing me $140.
Yeah, but you don't make people think they can do that right now.
Well, no, you can do it if you have various combinations of things. Always save if you've been bumped off a flight and they give you a free round trip or a free one way, whatever it is, you hold on to those. Don't give them away. That's what I used.
Yeah, well, there'll be a lot of vouchers. Vouchers are probably the most common we see right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just remember, if you do want to give up your seat, it might sound juicy at the beginning, but make sure you're, when you go up there, you don't get these fancy words like, oh, you give up your seat on this one, and we'll put you on priority standby on the next flight. That doesn't mean they don't have it.
Doesn't mean anything, right?
Yeah. What's priority standby? Not a darn thing. So you want confirmed seats, and you want to know what flight they're going to put you out on. And if you think it's still on the way back home and you're stuck in Fort Lauderdale for an extra day, who cares? You know? So, You can, but just make sure you have a confirmed seat before you come back home, because in some cases you can start all over again, on the getting bumped, because they need a person. They'll pay you $300 or $500 in airline vouchers. You got to use them in that airline. That's cool too. But also, if we were to, heard Doug say Valentine's, I forgot there's such a thing. But right after the first of the year, there are some decent first class airfares, and this might be the trick for those who have long legs, or you just want more, or for those people. If I don't know, Doug does. And check bags, the way I remember it. But,
nope, no bags.
But some people, if they've got college students or they're going on a cruise, they may take two or three bags, and those fees can add up to $420.
Good Lord.
Okay? But if you fly first class, today American and Delta and some of the other airlines will let you check three bags. So if you look at that, and you look at New York to Orlando after the first of the year, $519, you get a first class. You might even get a snack, maybe a meal. You might be get free adult beverages. If you got a college student under 21, I bet you for sure they'll still give them a whole bunch of milk and cookies.
All right, how much competition? Let's take that route for a second.
Yeah.
New York, Orlando has to be a very competitive route. JetBlue, United, Delta, American, don't they all run a ton of flights from New York down to Orlando?
That's one reason why they have aggressive airfare. Even Washington, D.C., pretty hot.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I think Washington, D.C., on any Tuesday and Wednesday, now, you might be a little bit higher right now, but for January and February, if you just other people are flexible, we want Tuesday and Wednesday, there's airfares down to Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Orlando, $105 round trip.
Wow.
All taxes. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so that's the result of competition.
Yeah.
AirTran probably helping, or Southwest in that circumstance. All right, so in terms of Christmas and New Year's, anything, any rabbits you can pull out of a hat for that?
I think still short haul. Every airline has waived their advance purchase, but I think if you're still going West Coast to East Coast or vice versa, you're still going to have a problem getting a good deal.
Right, you're going to get a seat. That's the problem. The seats
I mean, just the capacity has been cut so bad. Yeah. But again, if you're going maybe up to 500 miles, maybe in Boston, New York, or New York, Washington, D.C., or maybe Chicago, or let's say St. Louis to Dallas or something, you'll still pay more than normal than a sale fare, but you'll still be able to get there without paying $800 or $1,000 just for the privilege of flying during the Christmas, New Year's holidays.
All right, check it out. Tom Parsons at bestfares.com. Actually, at DougStephan.com. Click on Tom's picture. Special deals just for those of you listening to Doug Stephan.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.